Hey guys, what's up? Peace and blessings be upon all of you. In the last episode 20, I have explained several problematic doctrine that has been imported from Sunnism into Shia doctrine, which then has diverted this holy school of thoughts from the real teachings of Ahlul Bayt. And one of it is Ilmu Rijal, or science of narrators. We can summarize Ilmu Rijal as a tool to determine the authenticity of hadith or narration by scrutinizing the integrity of its narrators, and this method has succeeded in spreading doubts on many narration from Imams of Ahlul Bayt by focusing on the narrators rather than the content of the narration. So in this episode, we will put Ilmu Rijal, or the science of narrators, on the scale of textual proof. And we're going to see whether or not this method is in line with the Ahlul Bayt teachings. Okay? So first of all, we have to refer this back to the Quran. We have to analyze the Quranic teachings. And anybody who read Quran will immediately notice that Ilmu Rijal is totally contradicting the Quranic teachings, which is the Quran taught us the path of tabayyun, or the path of investigative approach. Okay, God Almighty say in the Quran chapter 40, verse number 6, O you who have believed, if there comes to you a disobedient one with news, then investigate. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu in ja'akum fasiqun binaba'i fatabayyanu. So basically in this verse, God has commanded us to investigate the news brought by the disobedient one, and not rejecting it based on our opinion regarding the news bearer. So it is obligatory for us to investigate the content, regardless of the condition of its narrator, trustworthy or weak. Okay, because what's binding to us are the content, not the narrators. The religion of God are not known through men. Instead, it was known by the sign of truth. So know the truth and you will know its bearer. Okay, this is, of course, this is based on a hadith from Amirul Mu'mineen, peace be upon him, from Bishar al-Mustafa, page number 22. He said that religion of God are not known through Rijal or men. Rather, it is known by signs of truth. So know the truth, then you will know its people. Okay? That hadith I quoted from the book Bisharat al-Mustafa, page number 22. Now, the Quran is clear in this matter. Okay? The path of tabayyun, the path of investigating the content. So let us proceed with the statements from Imams of Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them all, regarding this scientific principle in dealing with the hadith. So before I continue, I just want to tell you guys that please also read the article I have shared with this podcast, because in that article I will share more complete proofs and dalil regarding this topic. I cannot share it all on my podcast, for I don't want it to be too long. So do refer to the article as well. Okay, now I'm going to continue. So what is the Ahlul Bayt method in their scientific principles in dealing with the hadith? So the first principle from Ahlul Bayt is do not reject the hadith of Ahlul Bayt. Okay? And to prove this point, this is of course a general rule. And to prove it, I will quote several hadiths from several narration from Imams of Ahlul Bayt. The first one, do not reject hadiths that contradict your opinion. I quote from Imam Abu Ja'far, peace be upon him, from the book Al-Kafi, volume 2, page number 223. So Imam Abu Ja'far, peace be upon him, said, "The most despicable people to me are those who heard a hadith that attributed to us and not in line with his opinion. Then he hated it, he opposed it, and calling people that believe it as infidel. Well, he doesn't know that the hadith are actually from us, attributed to us, and because of that, he is out of our guardianship." The second hadith, I quote from the book Bihar al-Anwar, volume 2, page 211, from Imam Abu Abdullah, peace be upon him, a narrator, Sufyan bin Asmath, he said to Abu Abdullah, "May I be your ransom?" Okay, he said to the Imam, "A man that we knew as a liar has come to us with a hadith that we considered to be weird." Okay, so then Imam Abu Abdullah, peace be upon him, said, "Verily, do not deny him, because if you do that, it is as if you have denied me." Okay, this I quoted from the book Mukhtasar Basair Darajat, page number 76, and of course I already said that it was also quoted from the book Bihar al-Anwar, volume 2, page 211. Okay, so that is the second hadith. Now we're gonna go take a look at the third hadith. Okay, it is said that do not deny hadith attributed to the Ahlul Bayt. I quote from the book Al-Kafi, volume 8, page number 125, and book Bihar al-Anwar, volume 2, page 209. From Abul Hassan, peace be upon him, he said that, "Do not deny anything that has been attributed to us, even if you know the truth about it. Verily, you didn't know why, you didn't know how, or the nature it has been said upon." Okay, that is the third hadith. I will continue. From the book Al-Mahasin, volume 1, page 230, and book Ilal al-Shar'i, volume 2, page 395, Imam Abu Ja'far, or Imam Abu Abdullah, peace be upon him, said, "Do not reject hadith, even if it was narrated by a murji'ah, or a qadari, or even haruri, that has been attributed to us, for verily, you may not know, it may have truth within it, and as a result, you have belied Allah on His throne, on His arash." Okay? So, that's the fourth one. And then, it has been narrated from Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his perfect progeny, from the book Bihar al-Anwar, volume 2, page 212. It has been the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his perfect progeny, he said that, "If it has been reached to you a hadith from me that you did not understand, then say, Allahu A'lam, Allah knows best." Okay? So, that is one of the principle in dealing with the hadith. First of all, you cannot reject it, okay? Because that is, of course, this is the general rule. I have to repeat it again. That is the general rule, okay? So if you do not understand the hadith, you do not reject it. Rather, you say Allahu A'lam, which means that Allah knows best, okay? This is because the hadith of Ahlul Bayt is very hard to understand because it has many allegorical meaning. This is, of course, Imam Abu Ja'far, peace be upon him, said this thing, okay? He argued that the hadith of Ahlul Bayt are hard. overpowering wisdom, and it will strip the hearts that never lie. By Allah, okay, I quote from Imam Ja'far, no one are willing to bear it except the sent prophets, the close angels, and the tested believers. Okay, so I quote the hadith. I will quote this hadith, okay, from Imam Abu Ja'far. He said to Jabir, okay, when it is said to you, O Jabir, something from our matters, you should soften your hearts and praise God. Do not ever reject it and bring it back to us, the Ahlul Bayt. Do not ever say, how can it be that way, why and why? Verily, that was shirk to Allah, the Almighty. This is from the book, Bihar Al-Anwar, volume 2, page 208. So, please, if you want the Arabic, please refer back to my writings, okay? If you want the Arabic text, or you maybe want to listen to the hadith again, maybe you miss the hadith, you may refer back on my article. Do check it out. So it is clear from here that as a general rule, we are not allowed to reject any hadith attributed to Ahlul Bayt, period. Now, of course, that, like I said, this is the third time I repeat, that is the general rule. Now let us take a look at the exceptions to this general rule. The most important one, the first one, okay? The exception is when a hadith contradicts Quran, then you are allowed to reject it. Not only you are allowed, you must reject it. From Abu Ja'far, peace be upon him, the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace be upon him and his perfect progeny, he said that when a hadith is mentioned to you, then you should scrutinize it with the Quran and my Sunnah, everything that are in line with the book of God and my Sunnah, that take it, anything that contradicting the book of God and my Sunnah, they reject it. This the source of this hadith is from Bihar Al-Anwar, volume 2, page 225. And also from Imam Abu Abdullah, peace be upon him, he said that, O Muhammad, when a narration has reached you from, whether or not that person is a truthful or not, then hold on to it. Hold on to the narration. Okay? And whenever has reached to you a narration, whether or not he is a truthful person or not, that contradicts Quran, then do not make it part of beliefs. Okay? That is from Tafsir Al-Ayashi, a clear hadith narration that highlights the principle in dealing with the hadith of Ahlul Bayt. Okay? If the narration are in line with the Quran, okay, you accept it. If not, you reject it. Okay? So, in my writings, I also shared several other principles of hadith that has been taught by the Imams of Ahlul Bayt. Okay, I'm gonna go very fast. I'm gonna go just briefly. Okay, you guys can check out my article if you want to know the details. The Imams also taught us what we should do. How do we treat the hadith if it contradicts each other? For example, whenever a hadith that narrated by the Shia, and then the hadith contradicts with the Sunni narration, always take the one that narrated by the Shia. Okay, and then the Imams taught us that, for example, if there is a hadith from Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, then there are another hadith from Imam Sadiq that contradict the first hadith. And if we know which is the first and which is the last, then we must take the last hadith. And If you didn't know the order, which is the first and which is the last, then you can work on both of them. And the Imam of Ahlul Bayt also taught us that to always choose the hadith or a hadith from the last Imam if it contradicts each other. Okay. And the narration that taught us about this method, you please refer it back in my article. Okay, I have shared the complete hadith. So the conclusion is, it is clear from the Quran and hadith that has been shared with you guys before. Okay, the Imams of Ahlul Bayt, they prioritize the analysis of hadith content as a primary method to determine the authenticity of hadith. Okay, they never taught their followers to scrutinize the hadith to check their authenticity based on the narrators of hadith. That is the first one. Second, ilmu rijal, or the science of narrators, is not a perfect method because it is a man-made method, okay? And the method of jarh wa ta'dil, or criticism and praise of the narrators, are made based solely on fallible human capacity. So as we can see, there are too many doubts to utilize ilmu rijal as a main tool in determining hadith authenticity. Okay, and I want to remind all of you, dear listeners, with the sayings of the Imams of Ahlul Bayt, and I quote from the book Bihar al-Anwar, volume 2, page number 32, Imam Abu Ja'far, peace be upon him, said, "Everything that are not from this house," meaning the Ahlul Bayt, "are batil, are void." Okay, so ilmu rijal, I never taught by the Imams of Ahlul Bayt, never taught by any hujjah contradictory to Quran. So I can safely say that it is void, at least to utilize it in the case of utilizing it as a primary method of scrutinizing hadith. Okay, that is the second conclusion. The third conclusion, I need to remind all of you, the listener, that the general rule in dealing with the hadith, in dealing with the narration by the Imams of Ahlul Bayt, as taught by the Imams of Ahlul Bayt, are not to reject their hadith for whatever reasons, except in the above exceptions where I already shared with all of you that if a narration contradicts Quran, then we must reject the narration. Okay, we must accept the hadith if it is in line with Quran, even if there are problems with its narrators. So with that, I hope this discussion, this podcast, will be beneficial for all my Shia friend, my Shia brothers out there on true doctrine of Islam as taught by Imams of Ahlul Bayt. And with that, I also welcome any counter arguments to what has been put in this article, in my writings and in this podcast. So, God willing, I will scrutinize any counter arguments and I will answer it if I have time for it. And I need to remind all of you, okay, whenever we try to discuss about the call of Sayyid Ahmad al-Hassan, generally most of our dalil will be scrutinized with ilmu rijal by the opponents of this call in their attempts to weaken whatever we brought to the table to prove the call of Sayyid Ahmad al-Hassan. Of course, I can say that, of course, we can counter-argue with them with ilmu rijal. No problem. For example, the hadith of the will of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his perfect progeny, they said that there are two narrators in the sanad, okay, in the chain of narration, who are majhul or unknown. Okay, so that is one of the main criteria to reject a hadith. So of course we can counter it from by ilmu rijal also, but I rather not do that as a first method in countering them. I rather just destroy ilmu rijal in the first place by proving that it is never part of the doctrine of Islam that has been taught by the Imams of Ahlul Bayt, and the hadith that I have shared with you in this episode has proven what I believed. So if you guys think otherwise, feel free to counterproof anything that I said. God willing, let's have a healthy discussion. So I think that is it. Okay. Thanks for listening, and I pray to God that all of you will be guided to the true path and under his blessings always. So peace and blessings be upon all of you. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Fi amanillah.